What is the true lesson of the Copernican Revolution? Why did Copernicus exchange his actual earthly station for an imaginary solar standpoint? The only justification for this lay in the greater intellectual satisfaction he derived from the heavenly panorama as seen from the sun instead of the earth. Copernicus gave preference to man's delight in abstract theory at the price of rejecting the evidence of our senses, which present us with the irresistible fact of the sun, the moon, and the stars rising daily in the east to travel across the sky toward their setting in the west. In a literal sense, therefore, the new Copernican system was as human-centered as the Ptolemaic view, the difference being merely that it preferred to satisfy a different human inclination.